Let me hear you.
Help. Let him go. Let go. Please help. George. George, he's dead.
Shut her up, Dorothy. Shut her up.
I got her. Empty his pockets before the cops come. Look, go on. What are you waiting for?
He looks like he's dead.
No, ain't that shocking? I only stabbed him in the heart.
You're too quick with that knife, I told you.
Come on, empty his pockets and stop preaching. Can't hold this woman all night.
Okay, okay, Lefty. Hey, for the lousy luck. $10 is all he had.
You're lying.
No, Lefty, honest.
I'll cut out your heart. Come across.
Honest, Lefty, you know I wouldn't lie
Look,
to you.
Look, I know you're a liar. Come on.
Well, I'll be dogged. Two more dead presidents stuck in my hand.
Yeah.
What do you know about that?
We gotta get out of here.
Hey, what do we do with the dame?
If she knows what's good for her, she'll keep quiet and take her old man to the morgue.
There's a real good sawbones up at the hospital there, lady. He helped me. Hey,
shut up, you fool. Pick up your feet. Come on, get going. Get going.
George. Oh, George. You're not dead. Oh, George, no. Oh, I can still hear your heart just a little. Still beat. Oh, God, let it keep on until I get up to the hospital. Let it keep beating until I get a doctor somewhere. There must be a doctor who can help you. There's got to be one somewhere.
The CBS Radio Workshop, the theater of the mind, dedicated to man's imagination. Today, let the proscenium of that imagination encompass the heart. Our story, written by Peabody Award winner Richard Durham, titled The Heart of the Man.
I am the human heart. I am the spirit's rhythm. I am a hollow bag, the size of your fist. I live in a dungeon between two lungs, the lonely abode of the soul. I am the timekeeper of human life, fair, impartial, equal, to Turk or Tartar, Roman, Greek, Ethiop, Hebrew. I am old. I circulated blood for Cro-Magnons, Neanderthals, Rhodesians. I am young. I warm the breast of the fresh and the new. I have moods. In some men I have been called cold, in others warm. In some I am the lion, and in others the lamb. In some filled with love, and others full of hate. I have been tame, I have been wild. But if, as among men, the good is oft interred with their bones, so let it be with the blood which I drive through their veins. So let it be with the few men who have mastered me, who have learned the laws of veins and lobes, of arteries and auricles, who have timed my restless writhing and twisting to planet precision, who fought to heal me whenever I was ripped and split, as I was one stormy night in the breast of a dying man, outstretched on a hospital table.
Right in here, Doctor.
Stethoscope, please, nurse.
Doctor. Doctor. Can't you hear me, Doctor?
His lips are moving, Doctor. He's trying to say something.
He's too weak. He can hear us, I think, but he's too weak to make us hear him. The stethoscope hardly picks up a sound, but the heart must be beating.
Doctor, can't you hear it? Listen, Doctor. Listen. I can hear it.
How long has the patient been here?
About 3 minutes, Doctor. I called you right away.
Checked his pulse, respiration, temperature?
Pulse rapid, thready, 130. Respiration 30, temperature 105.
If I could have just gotten to him sooner. This wound in his chest goes down. Down to his heart.
Don't! 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 Can't you hear me?
His heart is punctured.
Doctor, I've been trying to tell you. I was almost home. Some men came after me, wanted me to hold up my hands. I hit one. Then something touched my heart. Felt like a pin. Like a pin.
His heart's weakening. Adrenaline.
Adrenaline.
That'll hold it a while. His heart's been split. Only one thing we can do.
There's nothing you can do. Nothing.
Don't let him move, nurse. Call the emergency staff into the operating room. His heart's split and leaking badly. He'll die if we can't sew it up. Prepare him for surgery. We must operate immediately.
No. You can't operate on my heart. Not on my heart.
There's one chance in a thousand. If we take it, he may live.
No. I'll die. You don't fool me. I'll never see the sun rise again. I know it. You hear that, Doctor? I'm speaking to you. I'm speaking to you.
Yes, I am the heart, and I speak to you, Doctor. You here, scrubbing your arms while red sand drips down an hourglass. Dusting your hands with powder, flexing your fingers for the rubber gloves, while inside your brain and nerves is etched the memory of the long, long search for my secrets. A long search which began for you 20 years ago, Doctor. 20 years ago, when you were a young pre-medical student and whatever spare time you could find was spent in the home of a Texas surgeon.
Daly, will you stop that humming, please?
Oh, I'm sorry, Doctor.
My wife's dead, boy, dead. Let her rest. Rest.
Yes, Doctor, I didn't mean to be disrespectful.
Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse my gruffness. I just can't get her out of my mind. I'm tired, Ulysses. Tired.
I finished marking the class papers for you, Doctor. Would you want to look them over?
Yes, yes. Where are they? I need something to get my mind off this.
Right here, sir. The examinations from your surgery students. I checked over them. Here you are, sir.
Good. You've got a fine head on you, boy. Even if you're overly curious. This one's all right.
Here's an odd one, Doctor.
What's odd about it?
Well, I didn't know how to mark it. You see, this student thinks it's possible to sew up the human heart when the fibers are cut. He thinks he can take the needle...
Operate on the human heart? He's mad.
But he drew a diagram. He thinks that if the pericardial sac can be reached...
I said he's mad. It can't be done. If it could, wouldn't I have saved my own wife? Didn't I try it after she stabbed herself? Didn't I try it?
Yes, Doctor, you did.
Not just me, but doctors everywhere in Germany, Italy, France, Switzerland have tried for years and failed. It just can't be done. Don't you see that?
How shall I mark the paper?
Zero. Oh, just talking of it makes me hear the way our heart beat that night. I can't forget it. Son, you've got nimble fingers and a good head. You'll be a fine surgeon someday. You'll find we surgeons can do something with the kidney, the bladder, the stomach, the scalp, nigh everything in the body, except the human heart. The poet put it correctly. The heart's a lonely hunter. But when it's wounded, there's not a chance in a million to heal it. Not a chance in a million.
Everything's ready, Doctor. All assistants are here.
Good. Let's look this way, please. We'll cut a window in the chest wall above the heart. A half-circle incision this way. Every move counts. We can't afford a single slip. Scalpel.
Scalpel.
Clamps.
Clamps.
More clamps.
Clamps.
Sponge.
Yes, Doctor.
Sponge.
A single slip, and I stop.
Scalpel.
I'm speaking to you, Doctor. You with your body bent over a table under the glare of a white light, concentrating on a 6-inch half circle. Your fingers demonstrating the meaning of the words you spoke decades back in a college hall when you took an ancient oath.
Repeat after me. I, Ulysses Grant Daly.
I, Ulysses Grant Daly.
Swear by Apollo Physician, by Aesculapius, by Health, by Panacea, and by all the gods and goddesses.
Swear by Apollo Physician, by Aesculapius, by Health, by Panacea, and by all the gods and goddesses.
Making them my witnesses, that I will carry out this oath and this indenture.
Making them my witnesses that I will carry out this oath and this indenture.
To use treatment to help the sick according to my ability and judgment, but never with a view to injury and wrongdoing.
To use treatment to help the sick according to my ability and judgment, but never with a view
to
injury and wrong.
And you carried it out to the letter.
In whatever
you went
house
out to heal
I
me
enter.
In homes, in hospitals, in clinics.
I shall enter to help
you went across
sick.
The sea to learn my
and
laws in Paris, in Rome.
All intentional wrong
you stood watching me under the bright lights while I lay outstretched on a table. You watched French surgeons with shrewd fingers try to suture me in Paris.
Son pouls devient plus en plus fébreux, Dr. Daly, infirmière. Avez-vous tressé la transfusion?
Oui, docteur.
Des crampons. Encore?
Oui, docteur.
Son corps commence à s'envenir. L'adrénaline, l'aiguille, vite.
C'est prêt.
Son corps devient plus faible. Trouvez un veine et passez-moi l'adrénaline tout de suite. Je bois maintenant. C'est fini. C'est fini. C'est trop tard. La palpitation a cessé. Nous y étions très loin. Vous pouvez le voir vous-même, Dr. Daly. C'est impossible, impossible.
And in Rome, you watched.
Confiteor Deo omnipotente, beatae Mariae semper Virginie, beato Michaeli Arcangelo.
Infermiera, siamo quasi al cuore. Incastri.
Sì, dottore.
Spero che possiamo giungere il cuore a tempo. È molto debile. La spunga adesso.
Eccola, dottore.
Ci siamo. Ecco il cuore. Ora un ago, infermiera. Quello lungo.
Sì, dottore.
Va bene. Vediamo se posso cucirlo innanzi. Che cada insieme.
Sì, dottore.
Beatum Michaelum Arcangelum.
Dottore!
Amen.
You saw me stop dead in hospitals in Rome. You probed archives to see if any had survived the prying of a knife into the inner sanctum of the soul. You went to Germany to find new methods to heal my wounds.
Um der deutschen Herzensgesellschaft willen möchte ich meine amerikanischen Kollegen willkommen heißen. Sie sind alle frei, ihre Untersuchungen in Berlin und anderswo in Deutschland fortzusetzen. Ich danke Ihnen. Or, as I would say in English, I welcome you American doctors to Berlin to do your research in surgery.
Thank you, Professor Gerhardt. My colleagues and I have been looking forward to seeing your work at Eichelberger Clinic.
Ach, jawohl. We've done very good work there. Just until today, we had your American surgeon, Dr. Ulysses Grant Daly, assisting us. Until he heard
the news. We're especially keen on your suture methods, Professor. We understand some German doctors have come pretty close to finding a way to operate on the human heart.
Ach, ja, but in America...
Our hope is that one day, surgeons will be able to sew up the heart as we can... suture skin or any other organ.
But it has already been achieved, Herr Doctor.
Here?
Nein. In America. I'm sorry. I should have told you. The news came over the wire this morning. An American doctor, Dr. Dan Williams, completed a successful operation on the heart. Your Dr. Daly has left for Chicago to work with him. Now, surgeons in Germany are waiting to hear the details. How was it done? Oh, it must have been a marvelous thing. But how was it done?
So, Dr. Daly, you've come from Germany to work with me.
Yes, Doctor.
Good. But what can I tell you that you don't already know? But this. This patient got up in 2 weeks and walked. And now he's back at work. When they brought him to me, his heartbeat was so faint I had difficulty picking up a sound with the stethoscope. But I followed that sound until I found it. I tell you, Doctor, there is no sound on heaven or earth more beautiful and poignant than the beat of a human heart. I took him into the operating room. As I recall, it was 2 o'clock in the morning. What a morning. Rain, thunder, and lightning. The elements seemed out to extinguish life, not give it. There was no time for my staff or even for proper equipment. I had to work fast. I got inside, and with these hands, then I took out his heart and stitched it 6 times. I did it for one patient, and I've done it for another. Now we know it can be done.
How?
How can I say it? This heart, this great human heart, is not only delicate like a butterfly's wing, but it's tough and strong and can fight with a fury. Yet it acts as though it's got a soul of its own. It's sensitive as a baby's body. And be pious when you pressure it, and when you go in to handle it. It's the little things that you do that'll make the difference between life and death. Doctor, remember this when you're calling for your scalpel, sponge, sutures, clamps. You cannot give the patient much anesthesia.
Scalpel.
Scalpel.
He's too weak to stand it. The patient sponge. Will have his eyes open,
sponge.
Watching you all the time.
Clamp.
Clamp.
Cut your window over the fourth rib.
Scalpel.
Tie off the
scalpel.
Vessels. When you lift the window, then you'll see the heart.
Clamp two.
The heart. The first time you see it naked and alive, it's an awesome sight.
Clamp three.
It's like some strange animal come up out of the sea. It slips and writhes, twists and struggles like a captive trying to break free.
Clamp four.
But you must be bold. Take the stitches in between the heartbeats.
Suture.
And if the stitches hold back the flow of blood, you've got a chance. But remember, keep in rhythm with the heartbeat. Keep the rhythm. Never break that rhythm.
It's ready. We'll lift up the window. Steady. Easy now. Easy.
Doctor, what are you taking out of me? Doctor.
There, it's off.
The heart.
Doctor. Oh, doctor.
Keep check on his respiration. Transfusion ready?
It's on the rack, Doctor.
Pressure?
He's gasping.
He's weakening. We've got to get on. Ready to lift the heart. Lift it out. Out of the body. Not too much pressure. Keep in rhythm with the heart.
Doctor, everything's going to round.
A little more.
Round.
There. The heart is out. Now to hold it in my hand. Don't break the rhythm. Blood leaking out. Not much time. Nurse, needle. Curved needle.
Right here.
Fine silk.
It's threaded ready.
If the stitches hold, 3 stitches should stop the leak. 1. 2. It still leaks. Still leaks. One more, maybe. Three.
It still leaks. Good Lord, let it stop. It stopped. Thank heavens. But his pressure, it's gone down. His heart's hardly beating.
Doctor, I'm falling. Falling. Falling, Doctor.
Adrenaline. Quick, adrenaline.
Yes, Doctor.
Good. Transfusion set?
Yes, Doctor.
Then let the blood flow into him. There. It's holding. Give him more. Let it go freely.
It's going in. The beat's picking up.
Good. Clean the incision. Sprinkle sulfur. Take off the clamps. Sew up the vessels.
Doctor, I'm so weak. I'll never see the sun rise again, will I, Doctor? Will I, Doctor?
Nurse, keep the blood flowing and let him sleep.
He's crying.
I know. His heart's lonely. Oh, so lonely. Let him cry. We've won. He'll make it.
I did make it. I am the human heart, a hollow bag the size of your fist, the timekeeper of life, fair, impartial, equal to Turk or Tartar, Roman, Greek, African, Anglo-Saxon, or Arab, to Mongoloid, or Caucasoid, the common denominator of us all. I salute the men who first mastered me, who timed my writhing and twisting to planet precision, as I drive my blood through the endless arteries of the living. I am your heart. A mortal part of us all.
You've been listening to the CBS Radio Workshop. Today's venture, Richard Durham's The Heart of the Man, produced and directed in New York by D. Engelbach. Percussion, Saul Gubin. Our cast, Martin Blaine, Barry Kroger, Louis Van Ruten, Ralph Camargo, Guy Repp, Bill Mason, Joanna March, Lester Fletcher, Danny Acco, Inga Yolas. Next week from Hollywood, Malakimi Magic, a satire on a vacation in Honolulu. This is Ted Pearson speaking. You hear America's favorite shows on the CBS Radio Network.